Does your day move faster than you can keep up? With new Gatorade Lower Sugar, my family and I can stay at the top of our game. No artificial flavors, sweeteners, or colors, 75% less sugar, and all the electrolytes of regular Gatorade, now available nationwide.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, the head women's basketball coach at Louisiana State University, Kim Mulkey. Coach Mulkey, thanks so much for joining us. I know this is a busy time of the year, so we appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time.
You're welcome. We're in Greenville, South Carolina, and preparing to play Oklahoma tomorrow at 2:30. Which is 1:30 your time.
Coach, I was having this conversation 2 days ago with Chessa Boucher. And I said, every year at this time, we get Coach Mulkey on. And I asked, what's the most important thing to have during tournament time? And before I could tell her, she answered it for me. She said, Coach Mulkey has always been about experience. Experience in these games. And so I'll let you comment on that. But basically, Chessa told me the answer before I could even ask her.
Well, I have experience. That means I'm old, but I'm not out there shooting, passing, or dribbling. So I can give a little bit of knowledge and I can share things with the team, but you got to have experience on the floor. And, Flajay Johnson, Michaela Williams, those young ladies, this is their third and fourth years in college, and they've got to lead us and help us with the eight newcomers we had this year. And they've done a remarkable job to finish the year 26-4, and we're 9 possessions from being undefeated. And who would have thought that? And very, very excited about postseason. I'm not a big fan of conference tournaments. Whatever happens here happens. We'll play hard. We'll try to win it all. But at the end of the day, it's about the NCAA playoffs.
Coach, when a player gets hot like Michaela Williams has been, a lot of times, having done this now for basically 40 years, every coach will tell you, I saw it first in practice, and then it's either on the playing field or on the court. Did you see that in practice first with Michaela? And then all of a sudden now, these last few games, she has really been terrific.
Well, I think I'll take us back to the Ole Miss game. I didn't play her in the second half of the Ole Miss game, and we won without her. And I think she handled herself well. She came back to work the next practice, and she hasn't stopped since. And I think she's had double-doubles in every game we've played since then. And it's all about the team. It's not about an individual player. And when Michaela does great, everybody does great. And it's the same way with any of our players. If you look at the numbers this year, we're scoring a lot of points. We're not relying on one player. And I just think that we've had a great run this year, but now that part of our season's over, and we're heading to the playoffs, and that's the most important part of your season.
Flajay Johnson, I know when you think back, and this is a team sport, but there are always signature individual players that stick out. And remembering when Flajay first came in, and you see her today, the impact she's had on that LSU's women's basketball team is, you know, because a lot of people come up with this silliness of, you know, next man up or next woman up. But there are some people that are really difficult to replace in life. In any profession, Flajay would seem to be one of those type people.
Well, it's not just her basketball skills. Flajay will go down in the history of LSU athletics as one of the more recognizable names. I don't even know if anybody knows her by her last name. she's just Flage, and she does her rap. She does basketball. She's a big, big person in the Baton Rouge and really in the state, in the communities, because she shares her wealth. And she's a joyous person to be around. And she can just bring attention to your program in such a positive way. And we owe a great deal to her. Flage took a chance on us as a staff quickly, right out of the gate. My second year, she was the first McDonald's All-American we signed at LSU. And she's just somebody that I don't think any LSU fan will ever forget her.
Coach, when I think about women's basketball and the emergence of it, especially over the last 4 to 5 years, the one thing came to mind as I'm thinking of questions to ask you is the Night of Endymion. Okay, y'all play in South Carolina on ABC. And so people for the parade, they had it on their phones watching the game of it. And how that wouldn't have happened, 5 years ago. The impact of, what you've done certainly at Baylor and then now at LSU, what's happened at South Carolina, the emergence of women's basketball is throughout the country today. We saw it for so many years, certainly too, at University of Connecticut. But it has really taken off at a level that I think a lot of people, they just shocked at. They cannot believe this much attention is put on women's basketball. But it's the quality of the product, too, that I think that has really surprised a lot of people who at one time had zero interest in women's basketball.
Well, I think that has a lot to do with the personalities of your coach, the personalities of your player, the connection those individuals have with their state and with their university. I think when I took the job 5 years ago at my press conference, I said I came back to make LSU women's basketball relevant again. And at that time, had not won a national championship, but had been to like 5 Final Fours. And I thought, it's been done before with the right coaching staff, with the right players. I know our state wants to win, and we'll give you what you need to win. And little did we know that we would do it in year two. Now, certainly the transfer portal helped us, and we were able to get some transfers in there. But you still have to play. You still have to have talent, and you still have to have knowledgeable coaching. And I just think it was the perfect fit for me at the perfect time in my life to come back home and to see the arena, the PMAC sold out, to see the parade after the national championship. And what you just said, people watching on their phones at the parade, and I know they had to just be sick when Flage missed those 2 free throws to win it for us, but it did not diminish Flage's impact on our program and on our state and on our campus, because she's going to be put in that position again before her career is over. And you don't let it devastate you, because I told her, you had to get to that foul line. You had to go make that girl foul you. So those things happen. This game, it can be so good, but it can also eat you up. And Flage's just determined that it was not going to eat her up.
You do it all, so why not get all the electrolytes? Hydrate better than water with new Gatorade Lower Sugar. Now with no artificial flavors, sweeteners, or colors, and 75% less sugar than regular Gatorade. New to the fridge, all the Gatorade electrolytes you love. Gatorade Lower Sugar. Is it in you? Now available nationwide.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Coach, I know that March is just the best for college hoops. Obviously, you have the NCAA tournament coming up in just about a week here, but you mentioned you're in Greenville for the SEC tournament earlier today, you realized and found out that Oklahoma, the 5 seed, which, by the way, I just want to throw it out there, the fact that Oklahoma is the 5 seed in the SEC and they're the 7th overall team in the country, I think kind of speaks a little bit to the strength of the SEC. It's going to be your opponent for the quarterfinal matchup. With LSU getting the 4 seed, you get the double bye into the quarterfinals. Tomorrow you have Oklahoma for the second time this season. The first time back in January, you kind of handled OU pretty well with about a 20-point victory. But what can you tell us about the Sooners in this matchup that's going to be happening tomorrow afternoon?
I can tell you they're very good. Beers, their post player, she's a beast in that paint. She got in foul trouble today, and she does get in foul trouble in a lot of their games. But they're a three-point shooting team, and they're so much better when she's on the floor. Chavez was one of the top freshmen in our league this year. I think she made second team All-SEC. Williams is another handful. They're outstanding. They run a style of offense that you're going to be moving a lot. You're going to have to be very active. So we've got our hands full. And to kind of talk a little bit about what you said, look in the country, the third-ranked team, South Carolina, the fourth-ranked team in the country, Texas, the fifth-ranked team, Vanderbilt, the sixth-ranked team, LSU, and the seventh-ranked team, OU. So getting out of the SEC tournament will be a relief for all of us as we head to the NCAA tournament and play other people.
Coach, last question for you. Were you surprised about the impact that Zakiya Johnson has, a true freshman at LSU? Because, you know, sometimes you hope that way when you recruit them, that they can have a quick impact, but sometimes it takes a little bit more time than others to get accustomed to a different brand of basketball. And everybody's good, as you just pointed out. When you're playing in the SEC, you're not playing against the second teamers. You're going up against really top flight people each and every game. The impact on Zakiya as a freshman at LSU.
I'm surprised to this extent. She's an undersized post player. We recruited her to be a perimeter player. And as we started preseason, I said, I got to get this kid on the floor, but I don't know if I can get her as many minutes as I need her on the floor with Flage and Michaela Williams and Malaysia Fulwally and these upperclassmen. And I threw her in there at the four, and she's just taken off with it. Now, about 2 months ago, I gave her some minutes on the perimeter, which is what we recruited her as, and I think it's just made her better. I'm not surprised at the talent. I'm surprised at being undersized and competing in there for rebounds. Grace Knox was in that McDonald's group. You know, they were the number one recruiting class in the country. Bella Hines is coming off the bench for us now and giving valuable minutes. So that's what you want to see them do. You want to see them grow. You want to see them contribute. And that freshman class has had the opportunity to do it this year.
Coach, I said it was the last question, but I got one more for you. And that's second chance points off of rebounds. You know, you don't come up with the rebound. They get a second shot at it. How important this is once you hit tournament time. Okay, if you get a good shot and you make it, that's one thing. If you get a second chance, though, that's what drives you nuts, that somebody will get a second opportunity and you have people in place mm-hmm. for that rebound and it doesn't go your way. How important it is to, hey, you get one shot, and if it's a good shot, great, but we're not going to give you a second opportunity.
Well, I think it doesn't take much for me to get my kids' attention. I'll just pull out the Kentucky film. We got just embarrassed in our first loss of the SEC season against Kentucky. Kentucky is tall. They have length at all positions, but rebounding is just toughness. And I just challenged them. We work every day, and I don't think we've been the same team in rebounding since that game. I look at our four losses, and really, you know, with the exception of about, you know, 9 buckets, we'd be undefeated. So you lost on the last second shot against Kentucky. You lost 2 buckets to Vanderbilt. You start 0-2 in the SEC. I kept telling people, it's okay. We're going to be okay. And we've made a very good run in our losses. And you just keep your head held high and know that, man, we're pretty good, but let's continue to get better.
Coach Mulkey, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it. I know one thing, LSU fans across not only Louisiana but across the country, you've become must-watch television. Mm-hmm. And, okay, that wasn't always the case for women's basketball. And I know, you know, you don't want to really always take that bow, but you had a huge part into that. No question about it, because you and LSU women's basketball have become must-watch TV.
Well, that's what I came back home to do. If they're watching us because of me, great. If they're watching us because of the players, great. If they're watching us because of it's being LSU and the brand, I don't care what it is. Just watch and be proud, because we're doing it right at LSU. And when we step on that floor, win or lose, you want your alums, you want your donors, you want your fans to say, man, that was one heck of a game. I know we lost, but those kids play the game as hard as you can play it.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us, and we wish you the best of luck. SEC tournament time, but even more important, come real tournament time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it. Coach Kim Mulkey, the LSU women's basketball team. And, Charlie, that is fact.
I mean,
a couple years back, Bobby and I, we doing a show at the Silver Slipper. And I'd never heard this before. We've been there for a long time. And I've been doing Monday nights. I did it with Buddy D and then now with Bobby. Somebody was after the bartender, hey, put that on the channel that's got LSU women's basketball. Mm-hmm. And he sort of looked at us, and Bobby was like telling him it's LSU women's basketball playing tonight. And it would not have been who you thought would have asked for that. That goes to show the interest in LSU's women's basketball team. And a lot of that is because of Kim Mulkey.
But also just think about this, Mike. I know that she had talked about how the NCAA tournament obviously matters more than the SEC tournament. But LSU got a double bye with the 4 seed. And the first team they're playing, oh, it's just the number 7 team in the country in Oklahoma.
Yeah,
that's
good
just
luck.
How good the SEC is in women's hoops. And it's been maybe been a down year, and we'll talk with different college hoops analysts as we get closer to March Madness. It's maybe been a down year for the SEC in men's hoops as opposed to like last year. But in women's hoops,
women's.
It is right back up there, Mike. So, you know, being ready for the NCAA tournament and using this upcoming weekend stretch in Greenville as a chance to get yourself prepared for – once again, the NCAA tournament, I think will be big for the LSU Lady Tigers, because once again, like, to get to that SEC championship, you might have to go through the number 7 team, the number 3 team, and maybe another top team in the country before you can take home the title.
And where you bracketed does matter.
Yep.
Not sometimes who you play, but when you play them.
Does your day move faster than you can keep up? With new Gatorade Lower Sugar, my family and I can stay at the top of our game. No artificial flavors, sweeteners, or colors, 75% less sugar, and all the electrolytes of regular Gatorade. Now available nationwide.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you
it's
get your
reality
podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.